Good morning and welcome to the Poetry Moment. I'm Heather Tillery, and today I'm reading poems circling around the theme of motherhood with poems written by local authors. This is my own poem, Ode to Turkeys and Winter. How many have written of hoarfrost quiet in December? Today you forgot to notice it, driving the kids to school, past pine trees, bungalows with lights on the South Hill, turkeys. The twins discuss the classroom elf named Porkchop in frenzied loops, Porkchop waiting with more shenanigans. Listening, driving, you feel the sap of your energy draining, opaque and vital. American Christmas ushers in colds and cookies, long naps, darker beer. Santa is as uncomfortable and itchy as are the children who have to sit on his lap. This needs to be said. But it's Christmas, and you love saying hoarfrost, puffing it from your mouth like impossible rings of smoke, so literary, so cheeky. You say it loud and often, looking at your spouse who looks back at you, annoyed. But you've been married long enough that it doesn't matter, and there is snow, meaning those oblong bubbles under ice that you press down until the mirror of the center splinters. Later, you think of winter as you drink coffee with cream and watch the family of wild turkeys high-stepping across the street. Feeling better now, just watching their gangle. A month past Thanksgiving, they are still here, have been here, fanning their subdued feathers, surviving mastodons and ice. You ogle this family of turkeys with open-mouthed awe. It's December, and they are stabbing at fallen apples, boldly feasting on the rot of fall, as predictable and timeless as frost. That was Ode to Turkeys and Winter, written by me, Heather Tillery.